But do you interpret the term head differently when it refers to man and woman compared to when it refers to Christ? If so, should we also interpret it differently in the case of the Father and the Son? In what way interpret it differently, you might ask, depending on the situation? For if Paul intended to discuss authority and submission, as you suggest, he wouldn't have used the example of a wife, but rather that of a slave and a master. Because even if the wife is subject to us, she is still a wife, free and equal in honor. And the Son, even though he became obedient to the Father, it was as the Son of God, as God himself. Because the Son's obedience to the Father is greater than we see in humans toward their parents, so too his freedom is greater. Since it surely won't be said that the relationship of the Son to the Father is much closer than among humans, and less so for the Father to the Son. For if we admire the Son because he was obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross, and consider this the great wonder about him, we ought to admire the Father, too, that he gave birth to such a Son, not as a slave under command, but as a free being, offering obedience and giving advice, because an adviser is not a slave. But again, when you hear of an adviser, do not infer that the Father is in need, but rather that the Son holds the same honor as him who sired him. Therefore, do not stretch the example of man and woman to all details.